It's the Shooting USA podcast from the 2015 SHOT Show, Sands Convention Center. We're in the Smith & Wesson booth, and this time I'm welcoming Jim Scouten and Tony Mealy from the Smith & Wesson Performance Center. We're going to talk new offerings. Welcome, gentlemen.
How you doing, John?
I'm well, thank you. How are you? It's the first day of the show, and we're holding up pretty well. It seems pretty crowded.
It has been all morning, yeah.
That's great. Yep. So, Jim's here, and
I am.
There he is. Jim's here. Yeah, Jim's here.
We've been running around looking at stuff with our cameras. That, of course, is building up the one-hour SHOT Show new product special. A lot of new stuff here, not the least of which is coming from your performance center. You're fondling the hot item, aren't you? This is it.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. We actually introduced four new M&P products from the performance center this year. There are ported versions. What's really unique about them, once again, they're ported through the barrel, right?
And then through the slide as
right.
well.
Yeah, reduced muzzle flip. What's also unique is they've got an adjustable trigger stop.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And it's built on our core platform, so we provide five plates that let you mount up to six different optics right from the gun, right out of the box. So no gunsmithing involved.
I think we're in a situation where you're already, at least for competition purposes, you have an open gun if you have a core with a dot on it. Might as well get all of the advantages of the open gun and put some porting into it.
Yeah, I mean, when we first developed this, I mean, the big idea was three-gun. I mean, that's the rage right now, and that's what we really wanted to get this M&P into.
Interesting. I'm seeing where the ports lie in the barrel, and I'm wondering about whether or not we're losing any pressures. How are the velocities? Have we looked at that?
No, I mean, everything's pretty good as far as velocities go. I mean, obviously, we're trying to reduce muzzle flip as well as felt recoil.
Right.
So, I mean, it's helping to do that, too.
All right, and you've got more ports in the slide than necessary to clear the porting blast before the gun goes into recoil, into cycling. So that's really just lightening the slide, isn't it?
It is. I mean, we're trying to get that slide back into battery as quick as possible, and it looks pretty cool, too.
Well, it's one of those things. I mean, you know the competition M&P that I built on the show a while back, I had an aftermarket guy do some slide lightening, some cuts, and I think this is another step where the Performance Center and Smith & Wesson are taking a look at and taking advantage of some of the things that people are doing in the aftermarket and offering it to the consumer right there, ready from the factory.
Yeah, I mean, what the whole idea here really is a gun right out of the box that you can go right out and compete with.
Excellent.
Well, and I've got to tell you, we watched this core model, which is competition, optics, ready.
Equipment.
Equipment.
Right.
Okay. There's got to be an acronym for this.
Yeah. Hey,
core.
You know,
we watched it evolve, and part of that had to do with a whole bunch of new tooling equipment you just got assigned to the Performance Center, did it not?
Yeah, we've got four brand new pieces of CNC equipment that we've just brought in, three of them being four access machines and one being five. So it really gives us the ability to do a lot more fine tuning to some of the products we're manufacturing.
All right, now I talked to, when we were up in the factory most recently, I talked to the guy I call James, the guy you call Mr. Debney, the president. And he made it very clear that the Performance Center products are getting this kind of support to build up the volume, because he said it's very much a key part of where Smith & Wesson is going for the best customers.
Yeah, over the past few years, we've put a lot of time and effort into the Performance Center. The company's made a pretty large investment with new equipment this year. So, we're looking forward to some of the new stuff that we're going to be turning out in the coming months.
Good news.
I don't suppose you're going to talk about that now.
Yeah, not right now. Hey, one other thing we just want to mention, too, on this new ported guns is we have changed the striker plunger, which also lightens up the trigger a little bit more than the standard Pro Series guns that we were doing. Also, it's got a Performance Center sear in it, so a quicker reset, you know. So lighter trigger pull, quicker resets, and ported.
On that plunger, is that profiling? What do we got going there? Polishing? Yeah. How are we doing that?
Actually, a bigger radius, so when your trigger bar starts to engage in it, comes right up over the top of it, nice and smooth.
Gets to it quicker.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I love it when you guys talk tech. Now, that's not the only kind of thing you're doing in the Performance Center, because you're doing the occasional limited edition, are you not?
Yeah. You know, this year, actually just a couple weeks ago, Monday, we introduced our new bone collector, 460. So 7.5-inch unfluted cylinder. Picatinny-style rail, high-vis fiber optic sights,
Can we expect to see Michael taking down deer with this thing?
Well, I hope so. Chrome hammer, chrome trigger, once again, it's out of the performance center. So, you know, you're going to get an action package leaving there. Muzzle brake. You know, all the little bells and whistles that you'd all expect in a performance center gun.
Got the black on the frame. And then we got, looks like polishing, touches of polishing. And this one looks to be number 37 of 1,500. So only 1,500 units on this.
Yeah, that's it. That's all we're going to produce. We've already offered them to our distributors. They have not taken them all.
Inexpensive.
Now, I mean, you know, it's what you get when you pay for stuff like this.
It's going to be, yeah, the MSRP on the gun's up right around 1,600.
You know, it's not out of this
better
world.
Better than that, you know.
Yeah,
all right.
Not out of this world.
So it's optics ready. You can expect Michael Waddell will squeeze the trigger on this in front of the cameras. This thing is gorgeous, and I realize this is a podcast. We can get this to you fast. You're going to have to wait for the one-hour new product special to actually see how pretty this thing is.
Pretty fantastic stuff, as always. Well done, sir.
Thank you.
All right. That's another edition. Stay tuned for more coming soon.
Thank you.